Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, my beautiful blessed sisters and brothers. God is truly good and God is on the throne. Jesus loves you. He loves you very much. We thank God for Power Hour, a prayer teaching ministry on prayer. We thank God for you, you, and you. We thank God for you taking out time to be a blessing to the Almighty Living God so that he could bless you. We believe in the power of prayer. We know what prayer could do. Prayer can change that situation, and prayer will change you. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Don't let go. God has the answers to all your situations. Let his will be done in your life. Not thy will, but God's will be done. I want you to say that with me. God, I let your will be done in my life, in my situations, on my job, with my finances, with my health, with my children, with my husband, with my wife. God, I let your will be done in my life on this day. Not my will, but thy will be done. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Somebody ought to praise God. God is doing marvelous things in your life on this day, not tomorrow, but on this day, at this hour. How great thou art. Yes, this is the Power Hour prayer with your presiding bishop, chief apostle, Patricia Stewart. How great thou art. Now for our praise and worship, then we'll go to the word of God, and we're going to celebrate Jesus. Yes, we're celebrating Jesus. We are celebrating Jesus. Tell a friend to tune in to the Power Hour of Prayer. Come and receive your miracle today. Yes, how great thou art. He's a great God. He's a good God. He's a loving God. And he could do anything but fail. He's shaking the shackles from your feet. He's healing you. He's delivering you. He's setting you free. How great thou art. What an awesome, awesome God we're serving. I'm excited about today. Yes, I'm excited because God is doing new and great things in your life.
goes down. It's been a long, long time. I'm glad that I'm going back to my hometown. Going down to the Greyhound station. Gonna buy me one-way pass. And if the Lord be willing, and the creeks gonna rise.
And make you want to go home. Home to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who have everlasting life, eternal life in Jesus Christ. That's why we can be happy today. We can be happy today. We can celebrate Jesus during this Lenten season. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for obeying your Father, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Jesus Christ, for obeying your Father by staying on that cross, that old rugged cross. Thank you, God. We praise you. You didn't have to do it, but you did. But you died on that cross for our sins, past, present, and future. The old rugged cross.
Mother, dear, stand back. The world is lost. Sinners for slain.
Thank you, Lord, for that old rugged cross. Thank you, God, for sending your precious son, Jesus, who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins, he who knew no sin. We thank you because he didn't have to do it, but he did. He woke you up this morning and started you on your way. What a mighty God we serve. Yes, this is your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, PhD, PhD, double portion blessing. I'm not bragging on myself. I'm bragging on Jesus. Look what God has done. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. Thank you, God. We don't have to be jealous. We don't have to be envious. We just continue to pray and seek the Lord. Let him lead and direct your path. Let his will be done in your life. On this day, for Shanita Kelly, mighty woman of God, a real estate agent, if you're buying a house, plan on selling your home, give her a call at 443-854-0977. Dynamic, powerful woman of God will pray you through that situation. That's Shanita Kelly at 443-854-0977. She will pray you through that sale or pray you through that purchase, that it will be a blessing and not a burden. And we thank God for Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, Funeral Home Services located in the blessed city of Baltimore, D621 Bel Air Road. Truly a man of God, blessing God's people all over the world. We thank God for you, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, and we'll continue to lift you and your family and your business in prayer. He's there for you in time of need. He'll pray with you and for you during that time of sorrow and during that time of celebration. We thank God for Dr. David Gaines of Ebony Styles, located 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. Master electrician, natural hairstyles, and also has a barber on site. Give Dr. David Gaines a call at 443-449-3631. We thank God for all of our dynamic men and women of God. We want to support our black businesses. And if you have a black business that you'd like for us to support, I want you to email me at drpatshow@hotmail.com so that we can support our black businesses. We thank God for the blessings that we have in and around our community. We want to support men and women of God all over the world. But God has blessed us to be a blessing to others. Let us pray. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to come together as sisters and brothers in Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because you have blessed us over and over and over and over again. Father, you woke us up this morning and started us on our way. We thank you, Father God, for the ability to speak this morning, to hear. Father God, to see a little bit. Some of our eyesights may be a little bit dim, but Father, we thank you, Father God, for being able to see with a spiritual eye, seeing the things of God, being able to hear, Father God, the things of God spiritually. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us safe from the fires and the floods and the thieves of the night. We thank you, Father God, because you didn't have to do it, but you did. You woke us up this morning. It wasn't the alarm clock. It wasn't someone turning on the light. It wasn't someone calling us on the phone. But, Father God, it was nobody but the hand of God that touched us, Father God, and awakened us. Our hearts are still beating. Thank you, Jesus. Our lungs, we're able to still breathe a free breath of fresh air. We're able to call upon the name of Jesus. We thank you right now. We glorify you and we magnify you. We had 10,000 tongues. We couldn't thank you enough. We thank you, Father God, for keeping our homes intact, keeping us safe from the fires and the floods and the thieves of the night. We thank you right now, Father God, for those of us that are in our right mind. As the old folks used to say, Lord, keep me in my right mind. And we thank you right now, Father God, because that's a blessing in itself. But we awaken this morning in our right minds, able to worship you, able to praise you, glorify you, magnify you, knowing that you are a true God, a living God, and our God is not dead. We thank you, Father God, for those who have gone through the fires and the floods and the thieves of the night. We thank you, Father God, for blessing them and keeping them safe, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the food that we're able to take a bite of. It may not be what we want, but, Father God, we thank you because you fed the 5,000 and you'll continue to feed the 5,000 in the midst of the limitations that the government has given us. But, God, you restore and you bless us because you said in the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. You said that you will provide everything that we need. You said that you will make a way out of no way. And we are taking you at your word. Bless the leaders of congregations, pastors, bishops, apostles, archbishops, the Pope, the reverends, the ministers, the missionaries, evangelists, trustees, choir singers, choir directors, in the church, deacon and deaconess in the church, every parishioner in the church, touch the sexton, Father God. Thank you, God. The cooks that are opening up the soup kitchens in the churches, that are serving bread to those that stand in need of bread and soup and maybe even a bowl of precious beans. We thank you right now, Father God, that carrot not robbery to be a blessing to someone else. Touch, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Mother Annie Green. Touch her mind, body, spirit, and soul. Touch Deacon Briscoe. Glory be to God, wherever he may be. Touch his family, Father God, that there will be a blessing to him. Thank you for the many years, Father God, that he's come out to the church faithfully. Bless Mother Green, Father God, for being a blessing to the body of Christ, for calling on your name, and knowing that you are God that could do anything but fail. Touch Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage, Sister Nettie Savage. We know, Father God, that you're still a miracle worker, and you are on time, God. You're never too late. We're not giving up, Father God. We're calling upon you because you said in your word that we ought to pray without ceasing. Touch, Father God, Deacon and Phyllis Food, New Metropolitan Church. Touch Pastor Dickens and his wife and his family and the congregation. Glory be to God. Touch, Father God, Pastor Rosie Cobia and her family in its entirety. Touch the congregation. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Touch New Union Baptist Church, the workers in that vineyard that are holding up the fort in the name of Jesus. Touch every choir member, Father God, that sing the songs of Zion. Touch the prayer warriors that are interceding for the body of Christ. Bless Sister Esther, Father God. Keep her strong as she go forth with the vision, Father God. Strengthen her and guide her and lead her. Send her workers in the vineyard. Send her help, Father God, that they may pray without ceasing. Touch her family in its entirety, her children and grandchildren, nieces and nephews. Touch, Father God, her husband, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father God, because you're a good God. Your God, they could do anything but fail. Touch Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close and his wife, Deaconess Gwen. Strengthen them and guide them and lead them. Touch their sons and grandchildren. Glory be to God. Touch their children, Father God. Daughters and sons. We thank you, Father God, for family members that are holding on to God's unchanging hand, not giving up, knowing that you are able. Touch, glory be to God, Desmond, Father God. Touch Desmond Stewart and strengthen him, have him to grow stronger in the Lord. Ricky Hightower, touch him right now, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus, for AJ. Thank you, glory be to God. Bless our men, Father God, that have come forth to praise you. Touch Michael, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Touch the organist of New Union Baptist Church. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Touch those that have lost loved ones this past year, last year, and previous years. Let them know that you're still with them all the way. Let them know that you said in your word you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, Father God, right now because somebody's being blessed. Somebody's being healed. Somebody's being delivered. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Elizabeth, Father God, touch Hannah, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch the Chance family that's been a cornerstone of a church on Payson and Frankfurt Street. Touch the Chance family right now. Send forth healing upon Elizabeth's body, mind, spirit, and soul. Touch Mother Mims, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her mind, body, spirit, and soul. Touch her daughters and sons, Father, in the name of Jesus. Grandchildren, touch them right now individually and collectively. We know that you're able, Father God. Touch the Haney family, glory be to God. Touch, Father God, the Logan family. Mother Logan, we are praying for you. God is able. Touch her mind, Father God. Settle that mind and that spirit that will be, Father God, upon you, the almighty living God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Touch Deacon Spain, Father God. We thank you right now. Touch Deaconess, Father God. Christ, Father God. Send forth healing in her body. We know that you're a healer. Touch her husband, Deacon Theodore Price. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Touch those, Father God, that you've called forth to do a great work, that you'll strengthen Diane Staten, Father God. Touch her mind, body, spirit, and soul. Touch her eyesight, Father God, that you'll see with a spiritual eye and bring forth, Father God, healing in the natural. We thank you for touching TJ, Father God, for having him walk the walk, Father God. You've designed for him to walk. For touching Rhonda Hightower, Father God. Strengthen our young people, Father God. They walk in the newness of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus, for touching Greta, our postal workers, being with them and guiding them and leading them as they go through the storms, the winds, Father God, that's been high these past few days. Bless them, Father God, as they continue to deliver the mail. The UPS workers, the Amazon workers, they're out in the rain, the sleet, the hail, in the storms, Father God. But they're standing on the promises of God. Keep them safe from unseen danger. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father God, for keeping our homes intact through the winds, through the fires, through the floods. We thank you for that individual to have a room to live in. Thank you, God. Let that room be their castle, a place where they can worship you and praise you, God. Thank you, Father God, for blessing someone with an apartment. They need a place to stay. And we thank you right now, Father God, for orchestrating that place for them to stay in a safe haven. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father God, for blessing Shanita Kelly. Father God, be with her, guide her, lead her, and touch her mind, body, spirit, and soul. Let no weapon form against her prosper. And we plead the blood of Jesus against anyone or anything that may try to rise up against her. Touch her children, Zariel, Rael, just volunteering to fight fires. We thank you, Father God, for the man of God that you protect as the firefighters go out to fight these fires, as they go out to assist individuals that are ill in their homes and on the streets. Touch, Father God, all the workers that are out on the streets, even our construction workers, those that work for companies that have them going in and out of homes that they're not aware of. Touch them right now. Our firefighters that are fighting the fires on a daily basis. Be with them and guide them and lead them. Grant them a gift of discernment as to well know where to walk, when to walk, and how to walk into these vacant homes. Father, we pray right now. Glory be to God. For little Diamond, touch her, Father God, as she continue to love the animals, as she sent for, Father God, healing. Healing. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Bless her as she walk her walk as being a veterinarian. We thank you, Father God, for those that have a desire to see our animals healed and in a safe haven. Even provide our animals, Father God, with a safe place to stay. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. You made them, and you made them and created them for a reason. Touch Dr. Ron Green in Miami, Florida. Touch his wife, Sister Jill. Be with them and guide them and lead them and direct them. Let them continue to be that pillar of truth in their community. Let them continue to go out and share food as they've been doing for the past 3 or 4 or 5 years. Strengthen them. Heal their mind, body, spirit, and soul. Thank you, Father God, for touching Wallace Green as he continues to go out and do a great work, sharing his knowledge about kidney disease, wanting to see people be healed and delivered. Thank you, God. Touch Wallace Green and strengthen him in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and his wife, Sandra. Strengthen them and guide them and lead them. Let the glory of God fall upon them, mind, body, spirit, and soul. Let them know that God is real. Our God is not dead, Sister Esther. Our God lives. Thank you, God, for Chief Apostle Deborah O. Gilmore. To God be the glory, Church of Worship. Her husband, Bishop Gregory Gilmore, Sr., and her son, Pastor Gregory Gilmore, Jr., and his wife, Father God. We thank you for them being a blessing to the body of Christ, near and far. Strengthen that fellowship, Father God, that it will grow strong in the presence of the Almighty Living God. We thank you right now, Father God, for touching Marvin Harrington, blessing his soul, his mind, and his spirit, for he loved singing the songs of Zion. He loved being on the choir. Touch him right now, Father God. Strengthen him right now. Be with him and touch his legs, his arms, his arteries, and his veins. Father God, send forth healing, mind, body, spirit, and soul. Bless his niece and those that are there with him in his home. Thank you, God, for caregivers all over the world, all over the land, that love their loved ones, that are taking care of them right in their home. We thank you, Father God, strengthen the caregivers and keep them strong. Sons and daughters that are caring for their loved ones. Children that are caring for their parents. Strengthen them, Father God, and bring forth healing and a spirit of peace among them. Touch, Father God, every caregiver. Touch our doctors and our nurses, our licensed nurse practitioners, the anesthesiologists, our surgeons, Father God. Touch them right now, orthopedics, Father God. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. It's ministry. It's ministry. Touch them right now. Glory be to God. In the nursing homes, in the hospitals. Father God, those behind prison walls. Touch every prisoner, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they'll yield and bow down to you and cry out to you and say, what must I do to be saved? And let that prison become a place of worship. Let the spirit of the Almighty Living God fall down upon each and every prisoner, those that are innocent and those that are guilty. Father God, you can make a change in their lives in a twinkle of an eye. Oh, what a change in their lives. We see it manifesting in the spirit realm. And if it manifests in the spirit realm, it will take place in the physical. Touch the wardens, Father God. Touch the prison guards. Let them yield to you and cry out to you. Those that prepare the food. Those, Father God, that work faithfully behind those prison walls, away from their families, protect them from seen and unseen danger. Touch the psychiatrists, the psychologists, and the nurses and the doctors that come in those prisons. Touch our young people that are behind the prison, Father God. Our young men and young women. Let them yield to you. And Father God, make the condition safe. In the name of Jesus, until their time of release is set forth. We pray for our president. We pray for our president, Joe Biden, his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, our vice president, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Kamala Harris and her spouse. We pray for their families, those in leadership roles, Father God. Touch them right now, individually and collectively. Our delegates, our senators, our congresspersons, our Ways and Means Committee, our mayors and our governors. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Our ambassadors, kings and queens and prince, Father God. Touch our leadership all over the world, that they'll yield to you and cry out to you and say, what must I do to be saved? Strengthen those that have received you as their personal Savior. We thank you, God, right now. We thank you, God, right now. We thank you for touching someone that's about to give up. We thank you, Father God, for stopping that individual that's about to commit suicide. Not on our watch will you commit suicide. God has a plan for your life. Put down that knife. Put down those weapons of destruction. Thank you, Jesus. Put down those pills in the name of Jesus and never pick them back up again. Put down that needle that you're injecting into your veins. Cry on Jesus that you'll be addicted to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and no longer be addicted to drugs or pills or crack cocaine or heroin. In the name of Jesus, you're delivered, you're healed, you're set free. You're no longer an alcoholic. You're no longer a drug addict. You're addicted to Jesus Christ. Deliverance is at hand. We pray for the alcoholic right now. You're delivered, you're healed, you're set free. Deliver that individual from homosexuality, lying and stealing and backbiting. The gossiper need deliverance right now. In the name of Jesus, that you no longer bring people down, but your conversation will be uplifting and fulfilling and according to the word of God. Touch, heal, and deliver. My God, my God, my God, we thank you right now for healing someone's soul. Someone has been crying out to you all night long. Heal them from arthritis. Touch those arteries, legs, and veins. And as you heal them, let them do right by their bodies because our bodies are a temple of God. We thank you for healing, Father God. Individuals from cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer. Thank you, Jesus, for healing someone from HIV/AIDS. Thank you for healing that individual from migraine headaches. Thank you for healing that person from mental illness, bipolar disorder. Thank you, God. Paranoid schizophrenic. Healing that individual from depression in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now. We thank you for someone that's all confused, not knowing which direction to go in. The prostitute, male and female. Touch them, Father God. Let them know their bodies belong to you. You created them in your image. Their minds, that they'll know that there is a better way. We thank you, Father God, for touching those that have taken our children and placed them, Father God, in the wrong direction. Touch those individuals, those police officers, the priests, Father God, even some parents that have touched their children in the wrong areas. Deliver our children from the hands of the evil one, and then let the evil one call upon you, that their lives will be changed in the twinkle of an eye. Touch those, Father God, that have kidnapped our children. Touch them right now, Father God, and release our children from the hands of the kidnapper. Even adults that are going online, on the computers, stop them in their tracks. Thank you, Jesus. Have our children not to go in there, on those places of destruction. On the computers, online. Stop our children, Father God, from going into the unknown that are pleasing and acceptable in the eyesight of God. Get their minds off of pornography. Get their minds off of those dating sites in the name of Jesus, not of God. If God has a partner for you. God has a mate for you. God has a woman for you. God has a man for you. He will bless you with that individual. All you have to do is pray. And seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all of this will be added unto you. Seek God first. Thank you, Jesus. Touch, heal, and deliver. That they'll have a made-up mind to serve you
and not the computer. Not Twitter, not YouTube, but serve the Almighty Living God. Touch our children as they go into school. Bless them, Father God. Be with them and guide them and lead them. Protect them from seen and unseen danger. Touch our teachers, our principals, our police officers, our military, Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, National Guard, Honor Guard. Touch, Father God, those that you have sent to protect us from seen and unseen danger. Touch their minds that they want to protect us and not, Father God, cause harm on the people of God. We thank you right now. We thank you right now for being with our children, keeping them with a safe haven in the colleges, the universities, places of worship, post office. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for protecting us right now on this day as we travel north, south, east, and west. Healing is taking place, Father God. And we thank you right now for your spirit. We thank you for promotion for someone that's been crying out for promotion on their job. That your will be done. We pray for the individual that received a pink slip. But we know that you'll make a way out of no way. You'll provide, Father God, with them with another job. Or even give them a time of rest and bless them with everything that they need. Thank you, God, for favor upon that individual life right now. I decree and declare favor upon your people in this Lenten season. Thank you, God, for favor is priceless. And we thank you for the favor of God. I decree and declare a spirit of peace, a spirit of love, a spirit of understanding. I decree and declare wisdom, godly knowledge, and godly understanding. Touch the chaplain, Father God. Touch Brother Thomas, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Blessing those under the sound of my voice, Rosie Traham. Touch her right now, wherever she may be. Let her know that God loves her. God is a loving God. And we have to learn how to forgive and forget and move on. Thank you, Jesus. Forgiveness is the first thing we should do every day, 24 hours around the clock. Forgive ye one another. Why? Because Christ has forgiven you. So who are you not to forgive another person, another individual? God is a God of love. Let us love one another with the unconditional love of Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, and walk into the newness of Jesus Christ. This is a brand new day. Thank you, God, for you allowed us to see a brand new day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Let us share tears of joy, tears of love, tears of happiness. We pray for Kayla. We lift up, Father God, James. We lift up, glory be to God, Dejanay. We lift up, thank you, Jesus, Dwayne Williams, Jr., Dwayne Williams, Sr. We lift up, Father, glory be to God, Sheree, Father God. Sheree Williams, touch her mind, her body, spirit, and soul. Father God, we pray, Father God, without ceasing. Because you said in your word, if my people are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then you will heal the land. You will heal from heaven, and you will heal the land. We are the land. We are the church. We are the walking epistles, my dear ones. Prayer warriors, interceding for others that don't know how to pray, that don't want to pray, that have not called upon the name of Jesus. Continue to intercede. Don't give up. Help is on the way. Deliverance is nigh, Evangelist Griffin. God is with you. Elder Pope, God is with you. Thank you, God. Mercedes, yes, God is with you. He said he never leave you nor forsake you, LaShawn. Elder Annette Smith, Elder Dawn Smith, God is with you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, God. Jerome Green, God is with you. He's a mighty God. He's a good God. He could do anything but fail, and he hasn't failed you yet. Touch, heal, and deliver. Thank you, God. All of those under the sound of my voice and their family members, generation after generation after generation. God is still the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Our God has not changed. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you right now for healing, deliverance, making a way out of no way, providing, Father God, everything that we need, and then even blessing with some things that we want. Thank you for our shelter that you provided us with day after day after day after day. We bless our homes. We bless our cars. We bless our clothing. We bless our food. We bless our children. We bless our church family. We bless our family, our friends. We bless our job. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for blessing us to be a blessing to someone else. We appreciate you, God. We love you so much. We love you so much, God. And we thank you for loving us. What a friend we have in Jesus. What an awesome God we serve. And we receive these things in your name. The favor of the Almighty Living God upon our life. Receive healing in your name. We receive it in your name. And release our situations over to you. We take our burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. This morning, my sisters and brothers, for the time that we do have, this is a teaching ministry on prayer. And we thank God for all of you that have sent in your praise reports, that have sent in your prayer requests, and request your beautiful, blessed prayer rug. Thank you. Write to me. Continue to write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. There's power in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to read your Psalm of Protection, Psalm 91. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and even for a snack. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Somebody's being delivered this morning. Somebody's been healed this morning. Somebody's being set free in the year of 2023. And it's never too late, my dear ones. It's never too late. The devil is a liar and he's a deceiver. It's never too late. Jesus is waiting on you. What are you waiting for? Surrender to the Almighty Living God. Give your hand to Jesus. Not just your hand, your mind, body, spirit, and soul. He wants all of you. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Bellamy, he wants all of you. Sister Bernadette, he wants all of you. Elder Cassie Lofton, he wants all of you. Mind, body, spirit, and soul. Our God is a jealous God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We'll talk about the prayer of cleansing. The prayer of cleansing takes several forms. Following the no power or power of denial. Yeah, we gotta let some things go. No, I don't want that anymore. I don't go those places anymore. I don't laugh at those filthy jokes anymore. I don't look at those nasty movies anymore. No power. The prayer of clear release. That lets things go and let God. In order to become cleansed and freed from many of life problems, it is necessary to practice renunciation or release, especially in human relations department. This proves a pleasant process since it frees you from people whose burdens you should not be bearing anyway. Why are you still carrying that child's burden and that child's 50 years old? Why are you still carrying the burden of a past marriage? Why are you still carrying a burden of that boss that you had on that job 20 years ago? Most human relations problems would melt away if the people involved would pray prayers of release. Letting that child go. Letting that spouse go. You can't make people love you. You can't make people love you. You can't buy love. Salvation is free. Jesus paid it all. Instead of trying to make people over to conform to their will and their way, the prayer of cleansing includes cleansing one's thoughts and will of possessiveness. You know you got some pastors that think they own people. Yes, I had a pastor, I guess he was a pastor, came into the nursing home and told me that he owned some of the people there in the nursing home. I said to him, we don't own anybody. God said in the word, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. We don't own anybody, pastors, bishops, apostles. People come and people go. You must cleanse yourself of possessiveness changing to other people in your life, telling them what to do in the name of love. If you want your own prayers to be answered through possessive emotional ties, you direct the substance of your thoughts and feelings into someone else's life, which you should be using in your own. Think about that. Through possessive emotional ties, you direct the substance of your thoughts and feelings into someone else's life, which you should be using in your own. Thus, you deplete yourself so that you are not a fit channel for answered prayer. Watch out. Watch out. Judge ye not. Stop trying to control other people. If they ask for advice, you can give them advice. If they ask for prayer, you can pray for them. But stop trying to control people. We got some controlling freaks out here. After hearing a recent lecture on the prayer of release, almost everyone at this particular event attending had interesting experiences in answered prayer. And I want to share some with you. A businesswoman mentally released her troublesome daughter, declaring for her, I fully and freely release you. I loose you and let you go. I let go and let God have his way in your life. And somebody need to repeat that after me this morning. If you have a troublesome son or daughter, put their name in there. I want you to repeat it after me and freely. Release. Whatever that son or daughter's name is, I loose you and let you go. Let go. And let God. Let God have his way in your life, not me. Stop trying to have your way in somebody else's life. Let go and let God. The daughter soon married and went aboard to live. As overly protective mothers and fathers release their children to God, a change will take place in their lives. An overly protective wife or husband want to control their spouse. Release that individual to God. An overly protective mother released her married daughter in the same manner, then moved out of her daughter's home to a dream city and went back to work. Though she was beyond the usual retirement age, the daughter and the son-in-law were then able to adopt children, which they had tried to do many times previously without success, as both mother and daughter continued praying the prayer of release. The daughter and her husband inherited money, with which they bought a larger home, another car, and happily prepared for a comfortable life with their adopted children. One couple's troublesome son settled down emotionally, went back to college, and finally happily married. After his parents mentally released him, let him go. As two concerned mothers spoke words of release for their teenage daughters, speak a prayer of release. Speak words of release over your children. These daughters enrolled in colleges away from home and became honor students. Look at God. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's older, he will not depart from it. Peace was restored in all these households through the spoken word of release. Let go and let God. Possessiveness sets up a block in your consciousness so that you're not open to the guidance and illumination of answered prayer. The prayer of release frees you from trying to outline, dominate, or force another's good. Who do you think you are? Not only does the prayer of release free your mind and your world to become a channel for answered prayer, but it also frees those you love to follow the guidance of their own indwelling word and to unfold the divine plan of their lives in their own God-appointed ways. You made some mistakes too. You weren't perfect parents. You weren't perfect all your life. Our children have to live their lives. We train up the child the way he should go, and when he's older, he will not depart from it. For everything and everybody has concerned you, instead of clinging to them, trying to force them into your will and your way, let them go to their own by declaring. Repeat after me, y'all. Come on. I now place, put that son or daughter, that child, that boss name, I now place you, lovely, in the hands of the Father. That which is for your highest good now comes to you in your own time and in your own way. That child, release that son, release that daughter, pray for them, but put them in the hands of God. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's being blessed this morning. Thereafter, when that person or situation tries to get your attention, keep releasing him or her by affirming it. It's like a child on the floor having a temper tantrum. When everybody walk away and they don't get no attention, they'll cease. They'll stop. They want your attention. Satan wants your attention. My God, my God, my God, get your mind off the things of the world and focus on Jesus Christ. You're missing out on your blessings because you're focusing on things that you can't change, people you can't change. You got pain, blood pressure going up. Diabetes numbers going up. You're stressed out. Put your attention on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Say after me, repeat after me, I have released you lovingly into the hands of the Almighty Living God for your highest good manifest. You want to release that child, that situation, that boss into the hands of God? And have faith that which is your highest good manifest. Thank you, Jesus. You're not praying for no evil upon that person. My God, my God, my God. Your prayer is that good will manifest for that individual in God's time, not your time. There's some lessons that we have to learn. There's some trials and tribulations that we want to go through. The Word of God says that we're going to have trials and tribulations. So who are you to try to control someone? Who are you to try to stop that child from learning that lesson? That adult child. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's being blessed this morning. A troubled mother who had tried everything from psychiatry to ministerial counseling as a means of straightening out her delinquent daughter found that nothing worked until she emotionally released her daughter to the Almighty Living God. When she thought of the daughter, she would say, I placed my daughter in God's hands. What better hands can she be in? Not my will, but God's will is being done in her life. Shortly, the daughter began to mature and later married and became a fine wife and mother. Thank you, God. A father had a visit with his son for the last time before his son was returning to Vietnam for further duty with the Marine Corps. This father cleansed his mind of fear about his son's destiny, and release sense of possessiveness about him by praying, I release you to the Father, the Almighty Living God. Many months later, his handsome son returned safely home from war. And praying the prayer of release for your loved ones, remember that nothing relinquished is ever lost. Everything finds its true balance, its equilibrium. When freed to do so, give each soul in your life freedom to swing into its own accepted place in the scheme of life. Give him freedom to do so in his own time and in her own way, whether his methods please you or not. Maybe what that child want to do don't please you. in the name of Jesus. Maybe what that child's doing don't please you. A release will cause them to do whatever is best for them at their present level of understanding. They don't think as you think right now. They're children. The unsaved don't think like you think. But you release them and put them in the hands of the Almighty Living God. Let go and let God. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's being blessed today. Let go and let God. Through the act of releasing them into their own indwelling, Lord, you have not only freed them to their good, but you also free yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Become an open, receptive, peaceful channel to prayer. Emerson Wright has been describing the sheer necessity of releasing our loved ones when he wrote, if you put a chain around the neck of a slave, the other end fastens itself around you. Release and let it go. This is your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, with you this morning in the blessed city of Baltimore, Maryland. Release those situations. Let them go, those people and things. Stop holding on to them. You want prayers answered? Release and let it go. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Tune in again tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Tell a friend to tune in. Tell your enemy to tune in. I found the answer, y'all. I learned how to pray. Glory be to God. Be blessed. Be encouraged. Release and let that situation go. In Jesus' name, release those children. Release that spouse. Release that job that God didn't give you anyway. Release it and let it go. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Amen.